February 16th, 2016.
2 days after the bill.
How's your hearing?
Lachalstisht. Nish metalim.
You can hear something now.
Hello?
Yeah. I feel like I'm underwater. Still on the water.
Yeah.
We started the last Mishnah, Mem Aleph on the day, is the last Mishnah in the second Perek. There's a question here in the Rishonim, whether you're dealing with a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. Mishnah says a person is shechting a behemas kulin in America, shechting a behemas kulin. If he says a magdashit is a carbon oil and then he shechts it, so shchut echutz is an isa kares, the shech the carbon outside of the azara, and the din is a shchut echutz is osa bachil osa bano, you're not allowed to eat it. He never was magdashit in the first place. He says he's shechting it l'shem oila. You can't shecht it l'shem oila if you weren't magdashit in advance. So Rashi learns, most of the Rishonim learn, Rashi learns it's an issue of a marisayin. He says he's shechting l'shem oila so people will think maybe he was magdashit before, even though he swears on a stack of Bibles he was not magdashit, so it's not really a shchut echutz, but it's a marisayin. So you're not allowed to eat it because of marisayin. So then the question is, well, which karbonis is there going to be a marisayin? So there's certain karbanas that bo ben eder and adav you can volunteer, and other karbanas you can only bring if you're mechuyev to. Let's say karban chatas, karban osham is not bo ben eder and adav. Karban chatas you only bring if the person violated b'shoigeik, he violated an aver sheish b'koris. If he would have violated the aver b'mezid, would have been chayv koris. So he violates the aver b'shoigeik, is chayv chatas. So let's say he doesn't think he's chayv chatas. No one in the community, no one in the neighborhood heard that he was mechal Shabbos, that he ate chayla b'dam b'shoigig. No one thinks he's chayv chatas. So then there won't be a marisayin. So if the fellow says, I'm shechting this animal, I shech it in the slaughterhouse. I'm shechting it l'shem chatos, l'shem osham. So it doesn't mean anything. There is no marisayin. But if the people know that he was mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, or that they heard that he did eat chayla b'dam b'shoigig and he is chayv chatas, even though b'zman hazeh is not beis hamikdash, so you can't be makar of the karbanot, but you can be magdashit. That's not neder and adava. He's mechuyev. The Gemara says in the first parak in Shabbos, if somebody b'zman hazeh mechal Shabbos after the destruction of beis hamikdash, he's supposed to write down in your diary to keep a record when the beis hamikdash will be rebuilt. I'm mechuyev to bring a karban because by mistake I turned the light on Shabbos, or I cooked some food on Shabbos, or I carried something on the highway on Shabbos. In the Rishus Aram, you have to keep a record of how many chatos one is chayiv, so that when the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, the person will bring.
Not enough papers for our golden
Tzara. Yes, yes. Yeah. You keep on throwing out the diaries. We're supposed to keep a record of how many chatos one chayiv. Yeah.
We do it digitally on the internet.
Yeah. So that's what the Mishnah says. If a person says, I'm shechting l'shem oil or l'shem shlamim, there's a marisayin, people will think maybe he was really magdashid, maybe it's really shchut echutz, so you're not allowed to eat it with the rabbanim, mishum marisayin. But if he says, l'shem chatas, l'shem osham, it's not bo ben eder and adavah, and there is no marisayin. What if he says, osham tolui, there are six kinds of ashamas. Asham gzelus, asham yilus, asham shidchacharuf, asham nazar, asham mitzorah, Rashim told us. So Oshim, the five Ashamas that are Vadai Chayev, that you're only Chayev Ashang Zelus, if you swore falsely that you don't owe the money and then you admit that you swore falsely, then you're Chayev Ashang Zelus. You can't volunteer Ashang Zelus unless you swore falsely to the other person. Ashang Meilus, if someone was Nenem in a Hegdish Beshege, if he was Nenem a Hegdish Beshege, he didn't violate Meila, so the Ashang Meilus is not Bob and Edom and Adav. The same thing, all the five Oshim Vadais, and not bo ben eder and adavah. Oshim tolui means a suffix. Oshim tolui means if he's mesupik, if he ate chaylev adam, he did malacha bein hashmashes of Shabbos. He's mesupik bein hashmashes. The suffik yom suffik lila. So it's a suffik if he's chay v'chatos. If you can't bring a chatos ala suffik, so then the Torah says whenever there's a suffik chatos, so you bring an oshem toli. So oshem toli is a machlokes satanaim, whether it's bo ben edim and a dover. And a person volunteer in oshem toli. So this mishnah happens to go with that minority opinion of Rav Lezer. Usually we don't pass like Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer ben Hurkan is Rav Lezer Agorli. Usually we assume Rav Lezer Shamutihu. He was from the Beis Shammai, and we rarely paskan like him. The Gemara in the first parak in Nida collects four places in Gansan, four places where Rav Lezer disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua, and we paskan like Rav Lezer. That's the Shaila. The four places are all in Taurus, means in Seder Taurus there are only four places, or in Gan Shas there are only four places. But whatever it is, we rarely paskan like Rav Lezer because Rav Lezer was from the Beis Shammai. And we don't follow Bishamai's opinion. So here they quote Rav Lezer. He holds he can Oshem Toloi, the suffix Oshem that you bring when you're Mesupik. If you're Chai Vachatas, so you bring an Oshem Toloi, so that's Bobed Edim and Adob. That's his opinion. So if a person Shechts of the Hemas Chulin, the Shechit in the slaughterhouse in New Jersey or in Minneapolis, whatever, he says, I'm Shechting this L'Shem Oshem Toloi, so according to him, there's a Marisan, because since it's Bobed Edim and Adob, and maybe he was just Magdish. We wouldn't paskin like that. We should paskin. We don't paskin like Rav Lezer. We paskin. Hashem told us not bob and edim and adova, unless you know bevadai that you have a suffik, whether you ate chaylev adam, whether you machal Shabbos or so on.
Have you magged the pet? When you magged something, yeah.
You could be magged should believe. That's the one exception to the rule. All nedarim and shvuas and aziris and hekdeshes has to be the pet, because the pasuk says. In the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, Nefesh Kiseshava Levate Bisfasai. The Gemara says, Gama Beliba, a person made up his mind, he's taking a nether, it's not binding Tzoch Lehoitzi Bisfasai. Oma Shmuel. Shmuel says like that in Shvu is that Chavav. Gama Beliba, Tzoch Lehoitzi Bisfasai. If you don't say the pet, it's not Chav. So the Gemara says there are two exceptions to the rule. One is Afrash Hastruma. Afrash Hastruma should have belonged to the category of Inyani Haflo'o. The Rama has 14 Svarim in the Yarach HaZaka, Yudalit, Yarach HaZaka. So one of the Svarim is Sefer HaFloh. So HaFloh means Nefesh Isha Kiafli Linda Neda Nozel HaHadal Hashem. Yafli means Yifarish Bisfasel. He'll pronounce with his lips. Rashi writes, Parle Balaz, to speak. So one so HaFrosh HaStruma should have required Dibur. So the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, Truma is an exception to the rule. Because the pasuk says at the end of Parshas Korach, it says "Benechsho lachem trumaschem." Benechsho lachem trumaschem. That truma is chal b'machshava. Pashut pshat in the pasuk does mean it. Pashut pshat in the pasuk means when you give ma'aser rishon to the Levi, so the Levi has to take out ma'aser mina ma'aser. He takes out 1/10 of the ma'aser rishon. That's called trumas ma'aser. Otherwise known ma'aser mina ma'aser, and he gives the trumas ma'aser to the kohen. And Chumas Maisa, Benechsho Lachem, Chumas Chem. When the Levi gives Chumas Maisa to the Kohen, that has the exact same status. Kadogan Menagorm Chamlea Menayachshem. So Benechsho means it's Farechen, it's considered, doesn't mean you're thinking, it means Zenechshav, that has the same status as real Chumagdarma. It's also Lazarim, and if you eat it B'Mezid, Yechai Misa B'Dei Shemaim. If you eat it B'Shoigig, you have to give Karen B'Chaimash. So that's the Poshib Shat and the Poshib Ganachshav Lachem Chumaschem. When the Levi gives Chumas Maisa to the Goyen, it's considered just like Kadogan Miragor Vacham Leam and Ayakim, just like the Chumag Dola that the farmer gave to the Goyen before he gave the Maisa Rish. So the Gemara has an additional, Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional level of interpretation in the Poshib Ganachshav Lachem Chumaschem. The Chuman Nitalis B'machshava. I have in mind, I have 100 bushels. I want these two bushels in the corner. Number 99 and number 100, these two bushels should become true Megdala. Supposed to give L'chatchila 2%. So he has in mind, he wants that to be Chal. So that's an exception to the rule. Truma is Chal B'machshava. Then the Gemara digs up a pasuk from Divrei HaYomim that says, when they built the Beis HaMikdash, the people brought Kol Nediv Lev Oilas Heviu. Those who had pledged in their heart to give a Korban Oila brought the Korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. So the expression used in the Divrei HaYomim is, called Nediv Lev Oila. So whoever volunteered in his heart to give a Korban Oila, hey Viu, they brought the Korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, you see from the Pasuk that Korbanos are Chal B'machshava. So in Shulchan Aruch, they broadened that out. It's a shayla if they make an appeal in Shul. and they made such a moving appeal, I made up my mind I'm going to give $1,000. Then later on Sunday, I decided, what am I giving, $1,000? $18 is more than enough. I'm going to give $1,000. So the din is, if I keep on fluctuating my mind, maybe I give $100, $1,000, $500, $18, keep on changing my mind. So it's not chal b'machshava, but if I made up my mind, $1,000, that's it. And then an hour later, I change my mind. I don't keep on fluctuating. So then Halacha says that tzedakah is also chal b'machshava. It's a machlokes in Rishonim. And we pass from that tzedakah is considered the same as hekdesh. That tzedakah is chal b'machshava. Yeah, so hakdoshas karbonis can be chal b'machshava.
How could be marisain?
So here, there's a marisain. The fellow says, "I'm shechting it l'shem oila." Maybe it's worse than a marisain. Maybe he really was magdish as a korban. He says no. He's a shechet in a slaughterhouse, and he's shechting that everybody should eat it. But he says he's shechting it l'shem oila. So what does it mean? So the onlooker will mistakenly think that it's a korban and it's kachim achut. That's how Rashi reads. Then you look in Yeridaya, so we mentioned Shlomo Eger on this side, the Gilyam Ashur and others have a new suggestion. That true, we learned the Gemara before, there was a machlokes hatanaim in the first parak, repeated in the second parak, with the shechita tzvicha kavona. What was the machlokes? A fellow throwing a sharp knife to hit a target. And then a bird happens to fly in between, and he does a perfect shechita on the bird. So that was a machlokes hatanaim, whether that shechita is valid. What's the issue? Whether shechita needs kavana or shechita does not need kavana. So Tosfos explains on the Gemara, nobody holds that shechita needs kavana to be mate b'achila. No one holds like that. The only machlokes hatanaim is whether shechita needs kavana is chaticha simonim. He's intending to hit a target. And then an animal runs in between, a bird or a behemoth runs in between, and accidentally it cuts the neck of the animal, did a perfect shechita. So we pascha shechita doesn't even need kavanas chaticha simon. And the other tanaim hold that you need kavanas chaticha simon, but nobody holds that you need kavanas heter achila. No one requires that. So nonetheless, it's some achrayim suggesting Yerudeya, and Rishonim you don't have it. Some achrayim came up with the idea, even though shechita doesn't need kavanas heter achila, but if you have kavana hefeches, if you have a lehepach, you have kavana fakert. I'm the shechet, and I have in mind the shechita should not. I'm angry that they didn't give me an increase in salary. I'm shechting for so many years. I wanted an increase, so I say I'm shechting, and I have in mind that it should not be mutar b'achil. So some later achrayim came up with the einfall that'll be awesome in atur, even though you don't need kavanas heter achila l'chol adeis. No tana requires it, but if you have kavana l'hepech, so then it asas b'achil. That's like even if you hold a lot of rishonim hold. Even if Yom Mitzvah ain't Svichas Kavana, I'm walking in the street on Rosh Hashanah morning and there's a Hashkama minion, there's a Vasika minion. I'm walking in the street, they're already blowing Shofar and Musaf, I didn't even start davening Shachrisa. So they're already blowing Shofar. I'm walking in the street, I know it's Rosh Hashanah, I know there's a mitzvah. I'm not thinking one way or the other, yes to be Yotze, not to be Yotze, but I heard all the tkiyas. So that's a machlekes la'alacha. Was I Yotze tkiyas? Let's say later on I don't feel well and I want to go home. You'll have to hear the tkiyas all over again because mitzvah tzichas kavana. I didn't have kavana lots. So they say, no, mitzvah ain't tzichas kavana. I was yotzei, even though I didn't have kavana lots. So there, the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that even if mitzvahs don't need kavana lots, but if you have kavana lehepech, I have in mind bedavka not to be yotzei. I don't want to be yotzei. So then you're not yotzei. So that's what some achrayim came up with the idea over here. Even though shechita, no one holds shechita needs kavana, leheter achila, that maximum we pass, you don't even need kavanas chaticha simanim. But even according to the other tanaim, we think that shechita needs kavanas chaticha simanim, but they hold you don't need kavanas heter achila. But if you have kavana lehepech, not to be mata b'achila, then al taka be osa b'achila minatur. So that's what in Yerideya, some of the achronim on the side of the page, in the tiny letters, they want to interpret the Mishnah not because of marisai. They want to say, maybe it's a real isa deraisa. If he's shechting l'shem korban, a korban we're not allowed to eat. So he's shechting intending that it should be asa b'achila. So then since he has kavana not to be mata b'achila, it'll be asa b'achila menater. The pashup shat is like Rashi, it's an issue of marisai. So we were learning through the Gemara. So the Gemara says, commenting on the Mishnah, he shechts l'shem chata, he shechts l'shem osha. Chatas and Noshem is not Bob Ben Edom and Adova. And he's not Mechuyiv a Chatas and Noshem. The people in the community, there is no Marisayim, they don't think he's Mechuyiv. So they won't be misled into believing that he's eating Shkut Dechutz. What if they know that he was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig? And they know that he is Mechuyiv and Achatas. True, there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't do anything about it. But if you're Magdash Achatas for the Chilu Shabbos, then the Achatas will be Chal. He may not live so long to see the building of the Beis HaMikdash to be Magdash Achatas. So it's a silly thing to do to be Magdash Achatas Bizman HaZeh. And the Gemara says, after the Churban by Sheni, the Chachamim prohibited. Hey, Magdishim, you're not allowed to be Magdash any Korban. What are you going to do with it? Someone's going to violate Me'ilah. You can't be makrovit. We don't know when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. So it's not proper to be mafrish korbanis bizman hazeh. But if the people in the community know that he's mechuyev achatos, so then there will be a marasayin if he's going to say, I'm shechting it l'shem chatos. So that's what we learned last time. Then the Mishnah has l'shem tamura. What is a tamura? Tamura means if I have a korban, so the Torah says, lo yach lifenu v'lo yom arosa to bera o rabatov. I decide it wasn't right that I set aside this carbon. This is a shvacha behem. I should have really designated a more bekovah dika behem, a fatter behem, a bigger behem, a more expensive behem, more bekovah dik. So I say, I want to switch it, rabatova tobera. Let's say I decide that behem is too expensive. Why am I donating so much? Let me get away with a less expensive behem. So I want to give a less valuable behem. Tobara rabatov. The Gemara says in Tmura, Tobara rabatov. The Gemara doesn't understand the pasuk like that. More valuable, less valuable. The Gemara understands Tov means it's a Tomim, and Ra means a Balmum. I want to substitute a Balmum instead of a Tomim. I want to substitute a Tomim instead of a Balmum. Whatever, everything is included. So however you want to say Harezu Tachazu, you're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to make Tmura. And what happens if he went ahead and he did say that? So the Torah says, Vahoyuhu smarosa yeh kodesh. The original korban retains its kedusha. Let's say a korban shlamim, you have to be makriv that on the mizbeach as a shlamim, and the one that you wanted to substitute it with, the behemah chulin, also is nitfas. It also becomes a behemah shlamim. Or if the original one was an oiler, this becomes an oiler. They got to be makriv both of them. So that's only by bedvar mamur. Where is an institution of tamura? If I own an animal which is a korban, then I can say harezu tachazu. I can't say. You're not allowed to say. You get Malkus if you say, he did an Aveira, he did a double Aveira, Tosis works on the Kasha, how come he doesn't get twice Malkus? Lo yach lifeinu v'lo yamaroi, so it should be two Lavin, okay, but the Tmura will be Chav. So if the fellow says, he's a Sheikhet in the slaughterhouse, and he says, I'm Shechting this L'shem Tmura. What do you mean L'shem Tmura? You can't be Magdash Behem. I say, I take an animal, I say, Harezu Tmura. Harezu Tmura Shlomin. There is no such thing. If you have a shlamim that belongs to you, or someone else has a shlamim, and he gave me permission to make tamura, I can't say he has a korban shlamim, and I say, I'm going to substitute, instead of his korban shlamim, I'm going to substitute a different one, and I'm going to take his animal. What shaykh do I have with his animal? How can I say a day on his behemah? So the Mishnah is talking about a person making tamura on someone else's animal, it's only if he authorized it, if he gave me permission. The whole thing is an aver. What's for permission? Who is he a balabas to give permission? But the animal, the korban belongs to him. So if he gives me permission, whoever wants to make tamura, I give them permission to. So if I jump up and I say, okay, I raise utachazu, I can make a tamura. So in order to make tamura, you have to have an initial korban that should exist, that should really be there, and that should either belong to me or should belong to someone who gave me authorization, gave me permission to make tamura. But Stam I say, raise a tmura shlam and raise a tmura soilo. But that's not chal. So that's what the Mishnah says.
The Kohen can't make the tmura when he gives it over to the Kohen to shecht and do the when he gives it over to the Kohen to shecht and to do the Kohen can't make a tmura?
No. Dovashen shalom, he can't. Only if he gives him authorization to make tmura, not authorization to shecht. He gives him authorization. If you want to, you can switch the carbon on another one. So it's an avera, but if the Baal HaKorban authorizes others, whoever he authorizes has the ability to make tamura. Doesn't have the right to, it's still an avera, but he has the ability to make tamura. So that's what the Mishnah said, the same thing. There's no such thing as saying harezu tamura. If you have a korban, you say harezu tamura HaKorban sheyesh li b'toch habayis. Tamura Rashi often says, I take a behemas chulin and I put it next to the behemas kochim, and I say harezu tachazu. The Rashi always writes, one is next to the other. So that's really, Rashi writes a lot of times like that. So that's lav davke. You don't have to have the behemas chula next to the behemas kochim. Behemas kochim could be in the barn. It could be at home, and the behemas chulin is over here in a different city. As long as I know that I have a carbon in a different location, or someone else has a carbon and he gave me permission to make tmura, so I say harezu tmura sa carbon sheish to gemakam acher. So then the tmura would be chal.
You say ra'ah is ba'al mum, so then how could you, and you make that, and that is the tmura. You said he'd bring both kabbanis. But if it's ba'al mum, you can't.
Ba'al mum, you can't? Okay.
You only bring the one, whichever it was.
There's a chiddush in the Gemara. What do you do if you have a carbon that has a mum kavua, so you poita? After you poita, then it's called psuli hamagdoshim. Psuli hamagdoshim means a carbon that got a mum. It gets a mum over, you have to wait. Mum over means it's going to heal by itself. Let's say it heals, but you need surgery. That's called a mum kavua. That's a tesis in Tmur. So if you have a carbon that got a mum kavua, you are paid of his yotze l'chulin. So the Gemara said, she can still make tmura. Even after it got a mum kavua, you are paid of it, it still has kedushas carbon on it. There is still halachas. How to treat it? You have to treat it with the special respect, because it still has kedushas carbon. The Gemara said, it still lo yisa tmura. But since the original carbon is so low a madrega of kedusha, you can't be makrev in it, it's already humam v'nifde, so the tmura harezu tachazu also is can't be karban in his bech. Just like the original carbon, humam v'nifde, can't be makrev in, so the tmura sa carbon also is not going to be karban. But it's still oisa tmura. So you have two karbanas that you can't do anything with. Yeah. What do you do with it? What do you do with it? The Gemara talks about what you do with it. Gemara talks about what you do. I forgot. But the favorite Gemara. It's in Kiddush in the first parak, and the Gemara. Gemara talks about what you do. I forgot already. Yeah. So that's the gist of the whole Mishnah. I think we learned the whole Mishnah already. Then the last line sums it up. The last two lines in the Mishnah sum up everything. Zehaklal, this is the rule. The last two lines in the Mishnah, Mem Aleph on the base. Kol davish nidav and nidav, if it's a carbon that one can volunteer, Asheichad v'shmai aser, then you're not allowed to eat it because it's a marisayin of shchut echutz, and you're not allowed to eat. Shein a nidav and nidav, if it's a chatos or it's an osham, it's not bo b'ned d'men adoveh, then there won't be any marisayin. So then, Asheichad v'shmai kosher, if someone shechts a behem aschulin, the shame chatos, so it's meaningless, there is no issue of marisayin. So it's just a joke. It doesn't mean anything. So Gemara wants to know, why did the Mishnah have to sum up Zeaklau? Every single case was spelled out already. It says, Chattas and Hashem, and it had Hashem Toloi, and it had Korban Pesach. The Gemara asked, Korban Pesach is not Bob and Edu and Adova. If you're not Mechuyib, let's say a non-Jew can volunteer an Oila or a Shlomim. A non-Jew cannot volunteer a Korban Pesach, because Pesach is not Bob and Edu and Adova. If you're not Mechuyib, you can't volunteer a Korban Pesach. A non-Jew cannot volunteer to give machzis hashekel. Machzis hashekel, either you mechuyev and then you give, or you're not, if a nochri is not mechuyev, you can give. Women are not mechuyev to give machzis hashekel, but women may volunteer. Why? Because women have the same kedushas yisrael as the men, and kedushas yisrael means kedushana b'mitzvahis of itzivanu. So the women have the same, women are mechuyev to like tefillin and to wear talus and to shake a lulav, but they have a ptur. If they don't want to, they don't have to. But it doesn't start off that they're not mechuyev. It starts off they have the same level of kedushas Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Bnei Yisrael, how did he say, Kosam Elabais Yaakov is Sage Lebnei Yisrael. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara, Kosam Elabais Yaakov is the women. Sage Lebnei Yisrael is the men. Atem to Yulim Amlechas Koyin Amikoy Kodesh. So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein points out on the Pasuk, you see that the women have the same level of kedushas Yisrael as the men. So by the women, they have the same chiyah, but then they have a ptur. If they don't want to, they don't have to. So if the woman volunteers, it's not like ena mitzuvah v'yosah. It's not like a nochri. A nochri cannot volunteer to give machza shekel. It's not bo b'ned v'nedova. A woman wants to volunteer. The Mishnah says, we'll accept it. The woman is mechuyev and machza shekel. She has a... We paskin, like the Ashkenazim, follow the Rabbein Tam. We paskin. Ashkenazim follow the Rabbein Tam, the Taisvus, that if a woman wants to sit in Sukkah, so she says a bracha. woman shakes a lulav, so she says a bracha. If they have to kiyush shofar for women, even though the women aren't mechuyev, so the woman says a bracha. So the other rishonim say, isn't it sheker? Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu al natilas lulav. It's not sheker. It's not true. So the answer is not every word is true. There's one word that we didn't mention. It's really asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu uftaranu. We have Kedushas Yisrael, which means we're mechuyev to shake a lulav. But he said, if you don't want to, we don't have to. But it starts off that they are mechuyev, because they have the same level of Kedushas Yisrael as the men. It's not the same, let's say, a non-Jew will want to volunteer to shake a lulav. He won't say, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu al natilas lulav. Rabbeinu Tam is not going to say, that's mama sheker. He doesn't have a Kedushas Yisrael, that's mechuyev. If a woman wants to volunteer, say, that's not the same as Eina Mitzvah V'yes. She's mechuyev. He has a Kedushas Yisrael mechuyev, and then she has an exemption. If she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to, but if she wants to, it's okay. Svardim hold that Bracha Levatola is their Isa. The Gemara says one who recites a Bracha Levatola is in violation of Lasisa Shem Hashem Alakech Al Ashov. So the real Pshat Lasisa Shem Hashem Alakech Al Ashov does not mean that you're not allowed to mention God's name in vain. Lasisa Shem Hashem Alakech Al Ashov goes on Shvu Ashov. You're not allowed to swear that the lights are on. Everybody sees the lights are on. You're not allowed to swear that it's nighttime now. Everybody knows nighttime. Now let us swear that it's the month of February in the year 2016. If it's Dovi Yaduam, before some Larabim, that's a Shvua Shov. Then it says twice, L'sisa Shem Shamakach L'ashod, Ki lo yinak Hashem, Eis HaShiyisa Shmai L'ashov. What is that? Tzvetamo? You should say, Ki lo yinak Hashem, Ki lo yinak Keo Hashem. Hashem will not forgive him. Hashem will not lenakos. Hashem will not wipe off that Avera. Why does it say, Ki lo yinak Hashem, Eis HaShiyisa Shmai L'ashov? So the Gemara says, Lashav, Lashav, twice, the main inyan Lashav, Tenehu inyan Lashekah. So included in the Pasuk is two lavim. So you're not allowed to take a Shvua Shav, unnecessary. The guy takes a Shvua that is nighttime. It's February, it's 2016. But Dovi Yadua, if he takes a Shvua that it's snowing in Eretz Yisrael, the people don't know whether it's snowing or it's not snowing. But if it's a Dovi Yadua, then it's going to be a Shvua Shav. And then the fact that it says, Kilay Nakash Amesh Shish Mad Ashav at Svekdamal, unnecessarily, it may no ingin Lashav, Tenehu ingin Lashekah. So that includes Shvua Sheker. So let's say the fellow takes a Shvua, happens to be in the 70s now in Yerushalayim, so the guy takes a Shvua, it's snowing in Yerushalayim. That's a Shvua Sheker. If he takes a Shvua now that it's daytime, and everybody in the room knows that it's nighttime, that's also a Shvua Shav. It's a Sheker that's Yadua Lakol. So that, if I swear that it's nighttime, it's a Shvua Shav, unnecessary. And if I swear that it's daytime, it's also, I say, the sun is shining now. That's Dvar B'Telem, so that's also a Shvua Shav. But if I swear that in Yerushalayim, it's snowing now, and the people, is not common knowledge, and I know that it's not true, that's called the Shvua Sheker. The Targum Unkelis translates like that also. The first time, Rashi and Chumash points it out, Targum Unkelis writes like the Gemara said, L'sisa Shem Hashem HaKal HaShav, he says, Lemagona, you're not allowed to swear unnecessarily. A Shavua that's unnecessary to say that it's nighttime and that is February. And then, Kiloyanak Hashem Eseishishmuel Ashov, the second time the Targum Unkelis writes, Lishakora. Because that's what the Gemara says, Lashav, Lashav, Atzvetamol, Trezimni, Meinu Inyan Lashav, Tenehu Inyan Lashek. So the Pshutu Shal Mikra, the Gemara says, does not mean, that Posik and Aseris Adibras, does not mean that you're not allowed to mention God's name in vain. The Gemara says, Motzi Shem Shemaim Levatole is a different Isa, based on a different Pasuk. Based on the Pasuk, as Hashem Alakecha Tira, out of Yira Shemaim, you shouldn't mention his name unnecessarily. If he's saying over a Pasuk, he's saying a Bracha, or he's saying a Trina, a Tfilo, so that's not unnecessary, but just to mention Motzi Shem Shemaim Levatole, we assume that that's a violation of as Hashem Alakecha Tira. So that's a machloikis, when is one in violation of Motzi Shem Shemaim Lo Atol. So some achranim hold that it only goes on the Shem Yudke Vavke, or possibly Aleph Dalet Nun Yud also. And we assume in Shulchan Aruch Natsa it applies to all the seven names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says there is Zayin Shem Shein and Nimchokim. It's a question, there are more than seven. So how do they get to the number seven? So somehow they're combining names together. But in Yerideya it says like that in Hilchas Sefer Torah, based on the Gemara and Masechta Sofrim like that, there are considered seven names of HaKadosh Baruch that you're not allowed to erase. These are official names of HaKadosh Baruch. They say the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Almighty One. That's not a, that's a description. That's a kinui. That's not a name. We say he is Rachum, he is Chanun, he's Erech Apayim. That's kinuim. That's a description. That's not an official name. That's not a proper name, proper noun. But if you say Shin Dalad Yud, or you say Elokim, or you say Tzvakos, or you say Eloka, or you say Kor, Yud Ke, or you say Eke Asher Eke, these are part of the Zayin Shem Shein Nimchokim. Shin Dalad Yud is also one of the seven names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shein Nimchokim. That's Rav Soloveitchik. Whenever he would want to mention a shame, so he would always mispronounce it. He would always say Shidai, which is not the correct pronunciation. Al Abdal Nod Yud, he would say Adni, which is not the correct pronunciation. So if you distorted the pronunciation, then you didn't say the Shem Hashem. So one is not permitted to pronounce Shem Hashem unnecessarily. It's not really Lasis Hashem Shal Kechal Ashov. It's a the Gemara says it's a different pasuk. It says Hashem Al Kechatira out of Meir Shemai. But the Gemara does say that one who recites a bracha levatole is Zeveran Loisisa. So why should it be Loisisa? Loisisa goes on a Shvo Sheka and a Shvo Shov. It was got to do Loisisa. So the Balei HaTesis assume that it's an asmachta. That a person says a bracha levatole, he gave a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says right now, Shekirishonim and Mitzvah Tzvanu Al Natilas Lulav. It's not Sukkot. He's praising the Rabbi Shalom. He gave us a mitzvah of lulav. That's a beautiful shevach. But the Gemara says that it's not proper. Anshe Knesset HaGdoila was a body that consisted of 120 chachamim, and amongst them, Abraham, Kam, and Neviim, and they figured out, Beruach HaKodesh, what's proper to say. And Mikam V'yelach, the Gemara says, after the end of the period of the Anshe Knesset HaGdoila, also the Saper B'Shvach HaShalmokam, you shouldn't compose any new tefillahs, any new brachas, because you may say Dvarim B'Telem. The Gemara says, a farmer is going to praise the king. A farmer has no hasog of wealth. So the farmers say, the king is so rich, I heard that he has $100 in his bank account. It's a galechta. There are people who are not kings, who have billions of dollars in their bank account. So a person who's going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't have Ruach HaKadosh, he doesn't have Nevuah, he doesn't know Tanakh, he may say Dvarim B'Telem. So the Gemara says, Mikam Yelach, after the end of the Tkufa of the Anshe Knesset HaGdoila, also the top of B'Shvach HaShalmokim, because the Pasuk says, Mi Malag Vos Hashem, Yashmi Akol Teilos, Mi Roy Lamalag Vos Hashem, who should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one, Mi Yodea, Kol Teilos, the one who knows how to say the praise. Anshe Knesset HaGdoila, Ubehem Kama Nevim, the 120 Chachamim, and amongst them one Nevim. Otherwise it's not right. So it's not right to say a Brocha Sheina Tzricha, it's not right to say a bracha levatola, but to say it's an isa deraisa, because lasisa, so the Balei HaTesis hold that it's only asmachtam of the rabbon. So that's what this is part of the Rabbeinatam story. Rabbeinatam permits the women to recite the bracha when they shake a lulav, when they sit in sukkah, when they listen to the tkiyas. He says, because bracha levatola is only the rabbonon, and the women want to have a nachas ruach. They feel cheated. They're not mechuyev in atilas lulav. They're not mechuyev in, like a lot of women today, feel cheated that they don't have the ability to daven for an amid. So in the days of the Gemara, when a woman would bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdosh, they would feel bad. The men would have to do smicha on the korbanos. They would lean on the korban. And the women are not mechuyev, because it says, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael. The pasuk in the beginning of Vayikra, Daber b'nei Yisrael, what din doesn't apply to the women? If a woman wants to volunteer a korban, we'll accept it. So the Gemara says, they had a tradition, it goes on the smicha, that women are not mechuyev to do smicha. If they're not mechuyev to do smicha, they're not allowed to do smicha. Because you do smicha, you lean on the animal, in such a way that if you remove the animal, the person will fall down. So that's mamish mishtamish bekotchen. That's a violation. You're doing avoida bekotchen. Maybe it's not me'ila, you're not nene from the animal, but it's avoida bekotchen. So if a man brings a korban and he's obligated to do smicha, so he's obligated, he has to do. If a woman brings a korban, so she's not allowed to do smicha. So in the days of the Tanoim and the Bayisheni, the women felt cheated. They weren't, the men were bringing karbonis, doing smicha. The women felt cheated. So there was a machloikis ha-Tanoim, his man abayis, would we permit the women to do imitation smicha? They to just put their hands on the korban without leaning on the korban. So what's the issue? We should really make exeter the rabbana. If you'll allow the women to do akufa yadaychu, to have their hands float on top of the korban, so the next thing you know is maybe the women will do the same as the men. They'll lean on the korban b'chol koicham in such a way that if you take away the animal, they'll fall down, and then it'll be a violation of avodah b'kotchen. So you really should have made Gzera Dirabon. So that's the Machlekes Hatanaim. The Gemara has Machlekes Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Yossi. Kedei lasas nachas roch lenoshim, that the women should feel that they're not excluded, should we allow them to violate this real Issa Dirabon? So we paskin, yes, we allow it. You don't worry about the Issa Dirabon because you have to be concerned about the nachas roch lenoshim. So that's what leads the Rabbeinu Tam to permit the women to say unnecessarily a bracha. They didn't have to shake the lulav and gansan if they don't want it. But they want to, and they want to do it like the men. They want to say a bracha also. So kedei lasas nachas roch lenoshim, we permit them to say the bracha because Rabbeinu Tam holds that bracha levatov is only the Rabbon. So the Sfardim understood in the Rambam, Chacham Avadya has this in all of his truths. Sfardim understood in the Rambam that the Rambam holds that it's a bracha levatov is a real aver deraisa. It's a real lasisa shemesh amalkech aloshov. Very difficult, how can it be? Lasisa goes on shvua shov, goes on shvua shek, it doesn't go on motzi shemesh amayim levatov. Motzi shemesh amayim levatov is a different posik, as shamalkech adira. And bracha levatov is a different iser. Mimal gvos Hashem yashmir kol tilos, a different iser. But because the Rambam holds that's how they interpret. The Rambam holds that bracha levatov is an iser deraisa, so there's no room to be makel for the women to say a bracha, because nachas ruach lenoshem, you only permit them to violate the rabbon. You don't permit them to violate their rights. That's the whole background of the machlokes. When the girls went to school in Eretz Yisrael, years ago, so all the schools were started by the Ashkenazim. So they made the girls say all the Kriya Shema with the brachas. So Chacham Avadya, when his daughters were going to school, so he said they're not allowed to say the brachas Kriya Shema, because women are not mechuyev to say Kriya Shema. They want to volunteer is fine, but they Chachamim would have a misak and they should say brachas Kriya Shema. So for them it's a bracha levatola. So they started a whole hassle in the school. They had to make an exception to the rule because he said his daughters are not allowed to say. So now the Sfardim have their own schools for the girls. So they follow Chacham Avadya, okay. And they don't say the brachas.
We have a raya to the Rambam from the Gemara that we learned by Hakel that the Melech was over on saying Dvarim Shebitzav rather than repeat a bracha on a second Sefer Torah.
Yep. Okay, that's an issue. Why are we so worried? Yeah, that's not even a bracha levatol. That's a bracha sheina tzricha. That's a bracha. Bracha sheina tzricha is like this. I just had a sip of tea. Then I'm going to say bar nefesh. Then I'm going to have another sip of tea. Why did I say bar nefesh? I plan to have more. So strictly speaking, the bar nefesh was in room, and the shahakal is going to be in room. But I could have covered the whole cup of tea with one shahakal and one bar nefesh. So that's not a bracha levatol. That's a bracha sheina tzricha. So that everyone agrees is only the Rabbon. Brach Shein Tzvicha is only the Rabbon. So there, the Mishnah has, if he would lain, if the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would lain everything B'Torah HaKsav, you wouldn't roll the Sefer Torah. You would take another Sefer Torah. You would have to say another Bracha, huh? Tircha D'Tzibur, you don't let him roll the same Sefer Torah. So if he's going to lain from a second Sefer Torah, then he must really have to say another Bracha. And if he says it Baal Peh, he could cover everything with one bracha. So because we're concerned about bracha sheina tzricha, so that's why we haven't laid it Baal Peh. So bracha sheina tzricha for sure is only the Rabbanim. Everyone agrees. Bracha sheina tzricha for sure. Bracha levatola, the Achreinim assume that according to the Rambam, is an Avera deraisa. But bracha sheina tzricha for sure is only the Rabbanim. After we sing Anim Zmiris, there's a problem. All the piyutim that we say, we're all composed by the Rishonim, and they all praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all kinds of praises. Isn't that really a violation of Mikam V'Yalachos of the Sapa B'Shvachu Shamokim? After that, Sheknes HaGdayla, you really shouldn't compose any new tefillahs, because you may not know what you're talking about. So that's what we say at the end. So that's why many were opposed to all of these Pivotim. Who are we to compose? Maybe we don't know what they're talking about. We don't have any Obahem Kamen Avim. We don't have any Bali Roch HaKadosh to know what's proper to compose. Rav Soloveitchik mentioned that he used to sometimes attend graduations, would always have a clergyman or a rabbi recite an invocation or whatever, a tefillah. He said he never thought that they made any sense. He said that the rabbis making up their own tefillahs and their own shvachim and everything on a tam. So, so at the conclusion of Anim Zmiris, we say that posik, Mimal Gros Hashem Yashmir Kol Tilosa means that we really didn't have the right to compose a piyut. really only those should compose it. Mi roi lamal gvuras Hashem, mi shiroi ishiyo dey ala hashmiya kol tilos. That's what the Gemara quotes, that pasuk, mi mal gvuras Hashem, to explain why mikam v'yelach, after the end of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, it's not proper to compose any new brachas. You have every so often, there's a bracha that doesn't appear in the Gemara, that was composed later, like Neisen lo yoyev koyach, doesn't appear in the Gemara, that was composed later. So the Vilna Gaon says you should, there was a big debate, is it proper to recite brachas that were clearly not composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola? Or that the women say the bracha, Shasani Kirtzono. That's not from the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, that's not in the Gemara, that was introduced later. The women felt bad that the men are saying a bracha, Shlosani Isha, so they said a bracha, Shasani Kirtzono. So from the Vilna Gaon they say you should leave out all of those. And when a person first gets married, and has finds Dam Besulim, so the Gaon composed the ganze bracha when you find your Dam Besulim. So the Rosh in the beginning of Ksubas quotes this from the Gaon, and most people today do not recite the bracha. In Shulchan Aruch they quote it, and they say the meaning is that you don't say. So some brachas we do say, Baruch Hashem Le'olam, also was composed. The bracha was composed after the Chasimus HaTalmud. It didn't exist in the days of the Gemara by Meir, Baruch Hashem Le'olam. So the Vilna Gaon cut out, he was very consistent. He cut out all of the brachas that didn't exist for Anshei Knesset HaGdola. And others, let's say when a boy is bar mitzvah, so you say, Baruch Shepoterani Me'onshu Shel Zeh, never appears in the Gemara, but it does appear in the Medrash. So maybe the Gemara is nish considered. The Gemara is not mechayiv to quote every single bracha in the world. So maybe the bracha, Baruch Shepoterani Me'onshu Shel Zeh, maybe it did exist in the days of Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Maybe just it was recorded by the Medrash. Maybe it was never recorded by the Gemara.
But it doesn't have shame in Malkus, so maybe it's not
we don't say Shema Malchus because of the Vilna Gaon, that's why. But the Vilna Gaon holds you do say. Vilna Gaon thinks that it did exist, it is for the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. And others are concerned that it never appears in the Gemara, so they think that it was introduced later, after the days of Anshei Knesset HaGdola. So that's why you don't say Shema Malchus. Vilna Gaon thinks historically it did exist for the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, you should say with Shema Malchus. And others say, even if it didn't exist, you can still add on your own brachas. That's the shaila. Is it proper? The Gemara says it's not proper to add on brachas. But Lamai says every so often we do. Baruch HaMekadosh HaShimcha Barabim in the morning also. So many say, Baruch HaTo HaShem, Mekadosh HaShimcha Barabim, Mekadosh HaShimcha Barabim. Does not say Shem HaShem, right. That's the deal, because it was composed in the days of the Rishonim. It was composed in the days of the Crusades, when they were killing people right and left. They were killing people every day. So when one is about to perform a mitzvah, they say Asher Hashem Hatzono Al Nati Los Lulav or Masata Bitzitzis or Lohaniach Tfilah. So if a guy is about to kill me, Al Kiddush Hashem, they say Baruch Adonai Hashem Lokeinu Malach Olam Asher Kiddush Hashem Hatzono the Kaddish Shmo Barabim. So during the Crusades, any day, any given day, they may be killed by the Crusaders. So they introduced, every day they said like that. But it was a bracha that was not composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdola.
Bracha
on
the Olam Omer was also because of Gezerah, no? That the 18 came up and take off
the Shemon Esrus. That was right.
The story.
Yeah. But it was introduced in the days of the Rishonim. It didn't exist in the days of the Gemara. So that's why it's an issue. That's why many don't say. That's why the Vilna Gaon, Baal HaTanya, they both left it out. Because it's not for the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Yeah. Some think that the Yisra is saying a bracha levatol is because the Moshe Shem Shemaim levatol. You're not allowed to say a Mashem Hashem unnecessarily. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there's a tshuva in Rebbe Kivega where he seems to say not so. Shalos, let's say a person has a suffix whether he should say a bracha or not. So the Pnei Yeshua and a group of Achrayim have a suggestion. Say the bracha in English, say the bracha in Yiddish. You yotze a bracha, even if you don't say Hashem Elokeinu. You don't have to say Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Elokeinu. Say in English the whole thing. So there's no Issa Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatola on English names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the bracha you yotze Balaz. So that's a way to solve your problem. Whenever you have a Sufik bracha, say the bracha balaz, say it in Yiddish or in English, and it won't be a problem. Motzi Shem Shamayim Atom. So a group of Achrayim have that suggestion. So Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva where he thinks that it's not correct. He thinks he has different shades of suggestions. So Rabbi Soloveitchik liked one version. Rabbi Kivega comes to a different maskana, but in the middle he has this. the issa of saying a bracha levatoma is even if there's no shem shamayim atom, it's included in the kamiyel chasa the sapa b'shvacha shalmokim. You're not allowed to say a bracha if you're not mechuyev mitam takaras anshik nesag daima. Even if the bracha does exist, shakal does exist, or barin afanshas does exist, you're not allowed to say it if the anshik nesag daima weren't misakin it. So that's what Rabbi Kivega suggests. Even if you say the bracha belaz, and you won't be motzi shem shamayim avatoli, you're not saying one of the zayin shemus. But you're saying a bracha, you yotze the bracha, so that's a very anisa bracha levato. That's where Rav Soloveitchik was very opposed. A lot of times, Chazonim will sing, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Shehechayanu V'kiyemanu Higyanu Lazman Hazeh. I'll say it again and again and again. So he says, Mamash a bracha levato. You yotze the bracha, you say Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. He didn't motzi shem shemayim v'atolah. He said Hashem, and he said Elokeinu. So he didn't violate motzi shem shemayim v'atolah. But everybody knows what Hashem Elokeinu stands for. So that's like saying a bracha in Yiddish. So you say a bracha in Yiddish, you yotze. So you yotze the brachas. And if you say it 10 times, he said 10 brachas l'vatolah. That was one suggestion Rabbi Kivega has. That if you say a bracha belaz, unnecessarily, it's a violation of bracha l'vatolah, because bracha l'vatolah is not based on motzi shem shemayim v'atolah. Is a different isa. Bracha v'atolah is even if there's no shem shemayim, you say everything belaz, still an isa. Yeah. So again, so we got. I think we got to the last piece of Gemara, the last four lines on the Omer, the Mem Aleph on the base. So the Gemara wants to know why does the Mishnah conclude with the last two lines? The last two lines of the Mishnah just repeat everything that it said in the Mishnah. Zehaklal, it sums it up. A carbon which you can bring with Eder and a Dove, so to Marisayin that he's shechting Shkutichutz, and people would think that he's eating Shkutichutz. But if it's a carbon that's not Bob and Eder and a Dove, then there is no Marisayin. People will not think that it's Achatas. He's not Mechuyev Achatas, so he can't volunteer Achatas. So what do you need the last two lines of the mission? So that's what the Gemara asks. Lasuye Mai. Zaklal, usually when the Mishnah sums up and he gives you the rule, he's covering additional cases. What are the additional cases? Zag the Gemara, Lasuye Oilas Nazir. A person can accept the Ned and Naziris whenever he wants. Whenever the Ned and Naziris is up, and Naziris Plusim Elamed Yom. He can't be a Nazir less than 30 days. He can be a Nazir for 30 years. He can be a Nazir for 5 years. A Nazir for 45 days. Doesn't have to necessarily go in units of 30 days. It's a minimum of 30. It has to go in units of days. Can't be a Nazir for 36 and a half days. 36 and a half means 37 days. So, let's say the fellow says, I'm shechting, is Nishkin Nazir? He just took a haircut yesterday. It doesn't look like he's a Nazir at all. He says, I'm shechting, and he's a shechet in a slaughterhouse in America. He says, I'm shechting this as an oilas Nazir. So, netoz azach. You can't volunteer an oilas Nazir. If you're not a Nazir, you can't bring an oilas Nazir. Not bob, but adam and adobe. So, the Gemara says, ma'u detaymo. Mahu de Tema Nachman Holoi Nadar. One might think that the fellow just took a haircut, so it doesn't look like he's a Nazir at all. So one would think that there's no Marisayin. So the Mishnah says, no, Ema Nadar Bitsina. Maybe he took another Naziris and no one was watching, no one was listening, and he knows that he is a Nazir. I just took a haircut. Maybe he violated the net in Naziris. But once he took the net in Naziris, you can't be mafrish the oilas nazir before you take the net in Naziris. But you can be mafrish it even though you haven't finished the 30 days yet. Let's say he just took a net in Naziris at 9 o'clock, then he's mafrish the carbon at 10 o'clock at night. So that is chal. Once he's mekabel the net in Naziris, he can't be mafrish. He can't be makrovit till after this month. After the 30 days are up, or after the 10 years are up, whatever, how long it is. So the Mishnah says, Aklal, whatever is bo ben eder in a dovo, there's a marisayin. So the first half, that first half of the summing up, the Zaklal, comes to be marbe, that oilas nazir is bo ben eder in a dovo. One might have thought it should not be a marisayin, holo nodar, he doesn't seem to be a nazir. So the Mishnah tells me, Eimer, we have to be concerned, maybe not a bitzina. Maybe he took a net in Naziris and were not aware of it. So there should be a marisayin. Then the second half of the last line in the Mishnah says, V'sheinu nida v'nida, If it's a carbon that you can volunteer, so then there's no marisayin, so then there's no problem. So what is that coming to be marba? The Mishnah already said everything. It said, chatas and osham, that's not bob and adam and dove. What else? The Gemara says, maybe the last line is, lasuye oilas yoiledes. The din is that whenever a woman has a baby, my wife had 9 babies, so when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, so she'll be obligated to bring 9 sets of karbanas. For every baby, if you have twins, you only mechuyev to, it's cheaper by the dozen. If you have twins, you only mechuyev to bring 1 set of karbanas. A triplets, you only mechuyev to bring 1 set of karbanas. But for every birth that you have, you mechuyev to bring. So the Mishnah says, if it's a korban that's not bo ben adam and edova, then there's no marisai. So let's say the fellow is single, or his wife is 75 years old, so she didn't have any babies today. She didn't have any babies recently. So the guy says, he's shechting this as an oilos yoledes. How can there be a marisayin of oilos yoledes? He's a single guy. There is no marisayin. So that's what the Mishnah says. In such a case, there's no marisayin. Then the Gemara says, Omer ablazer, lo shana v'ela, the din in the Mishnah only applies she'en lo isha, only if it's a single guy. Aval yesh lo isha, if he's married, ein mo l'shma hu oisa. Maybe his wife just had a baby. Maybe his wife had a miscarriage. If you have a miscarriage, also you have to bring the korbanos hayoledes if the pregnancy was more than 40 days. We assume that around the 43rd, the 44th day, that's when the tzuras avlad is nikar. 40 days, less than 40 days, is no tzuras avlad nikar. In the books, I remember when we used to go to the baby doctor, so the baby doctor used to have books in the office with what the fetus looks like at the different stages. When the baby is 43, 44 days old, then it already has a tzuras avlad is nikah. So that's what the Mishnah said, that less than 40 days is no tzuras avlad. And a few days after the 40 days, that's when it's going to begin to have a tzuras avlad. So if a woman has a miscarriage after 40 days, if you know that it had a tzuras avlad, sometimes it will not yet have a tzuras avlad. Sometimes the uber liquefied before it got a tzuras avlad. But if you know that it had a tzuras avlad, then you mechuyev to bring the korban yoledes. She has yimei tumah, she has yimei tara, she has all the dinim of yoledes, even though the baby was born dead. So if the fellow is married, and he says he's shechting the shem oilas yoledes, so then the Gemara says there will be a marisayin. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean, for his wife? But he didn't say for his wife. Everything, he says, I'm shechting it for my wife's oilas yoledes. The Gemara says, pshita, what's the chiddush? If he's married and he says he's shechting the shame oilas yoledes, so of course, Gemara says no. Ma udetaymo, one might have thought no one in the neighborhood heard that she had a miscarriage. No one heard that she was pregnant. Not that she's 75 years old; she can't be pregnant. She's a younger woman, but no one heard she was pregnant. No one heard she had a miscarriage. So ma udetaymo, one might have thought. Me said the yoldah, if it's really true that she had a baby or she had a miscarriage, call a havilei. The neighbors would have known about it. Maybe she had a hapola, maybe she had a miscarriage, and he is mechuyev. So then there will be a marisai. So that's the girsa that we have in the Gemara. And Rashi has a whole suggestion here. Rashi suggests maybe you have to cross out a whole bunch of lines. Okay, it's a shaila for a marisai. How far you go with the marisai? Very good.
Is that the 40 days? Can you still go to the Petrachem? Or before?
If a woman has a miscarriage less than 40 days, then if the next baby born is a boy, then it'll be a pidyon aben. But if the first one was more than 40 days, so if it's more than 40 days, but you know it didn't have a tzuras avlad, it didn't have a tzuras, so the next one will be a pur. If you don't know, so usually after 40 days, b'choshish, maybe it already had a tzuras avlad, even though it's really the 43rd or the 44th day, something like that. That it develops the tzuras avlad. Okay. Perek Gelu Treifus, we'll have to say for some other time. Certain parts of the perek are very important. It tells you how do you determine which birds are kosher. How do you determine which birds are kosher? How do you determine which animals are kosher? Malagei Matos Parasa. How do you determine which fish? That's an Avodah Zarah. That's a Maseches Avodah Zarah. That's not here. But worms and fish is discussed over here. Worms and fish is discussed. And the bulk of the perek is about Hilchos Treifus. It's a very important perek, but we'll save it for some other time. Maybe we'll start the Hema Hamkasha, the fourth perek on Samaches Amiral. Hema Hamkasha is in Yonah Diyoma. There's some fellow in Australia who's selling Ben Pekuah flesh. He's taking orders for his Ben Pekua place. It's kedai to know what a Ben Pekua is. They say in the yeshiva, they once asked Tana Bechima, what's a Ben Pekua? One of the students thought that it was a Tana, Ben Azai. Ben Pekua is not the name of a Tana. The Shach explains in Yerotev, Ben Pekua, the mother was a Pekua. The mother's body cracked open after the mother was nishchato, you're talking behema tohira, a cow. After the mother was nishchato, then the rechem cracks open and the uber comes out. That's a ben pekua. The mother was a pekua, and the vlad is a ben of a pekua. So that's a chiddush din, that the vlad is nita b'shchita sinu. So that's the Mishnah and Samaches Amar Aleph, the parak begins. Behema hamakasha leleid. The cow is having labor, difficulty in labor. V'hotzihu uber es yodoi, and the fetus sticks out a leg, the hechaziro, and it brings the leg back in. And then yeshech the mother, so it says, muta b'achila. Muta b'achila. So that's going to be a machloikis in the Gemara. What's muta b'achila? It stuck its leg out and pulls it back in, and then you shech the mother. So since at the time that I shech the mother, the whole uber with the leg, everything is inside the mother, everything is muta. You say no, the leg that stuck out, even though it pulled it back in before you shech the mother, the leg is us. That's how we pass. And I was going to say that the other opinion was simply a misquotation. They thought that Rabbi Yechanan and Eretz Yisrael said that, and it can't be. That's against the halacha. He could never have said that. So what do you do with the Mishnah? It says, when the Mishnah says it stuck out an arm, usually which is the arm and which are the legs? By human beings, we walk on our legs and the arms are over here. By behemoth, the front two legs are called yadayim, and the back two legs are called raglayim. Behemoth goes on all four. But the front two legs are like a human being. We call those yadayim. So hotzi uber es yodo, the uber stuck out the front leg. It doesn't matter, front leg, back leg, doesn't matter. That's the example in the Mishnah. The hechaziru mutav achilo goes on the uber, doesn't go on the yad. But it's misleading. It says it's only mutav hechazir, lo hechazir it's asr. So what does it go on? So the Gemara says it goes on the mokam achatach. If you shech the mother and the ben pekua, the vlad inside has a leg sticking out, so not only is the part of the leg that's sticking out asr b'achila, even the border is the mokam achatach is also. You have to cut off an extra inch. Also asa b'achila. But if the uber pulled back the leg, so true, the leg that stuck out before remains asa. When you shech the mother and the whole uber is inside, even the leg that stuck out is asa, but that extra inch, you don't have to asa. So that's what the Mishnah goes on. If hechaziro, if the uber pulled back in the yad, muta b'achila, the mokam achatach will be muta b'achila. But the leg that was stuck out will remain also. The Gemara is going to explain everything. It's all based on Psukim and Chumash. What if Hotzias Rosho, let's say in labor, the uber already stuck out its head, and then the uber pulls back the head? No, Hotzi Rosho, that's called Yolud, either Rosho or Rubo. Either if the Rosh came out, and the Rosh, you don't really need the whole Rosh. The Gemara says Rov HaRosh. Let's say a woman has twins, and the first one born is a boy. So he's entitled to Pishnayim, right? And he needs Pidyan Ben. Okay, if he survives till the Yom Lamaral, if he needs Pidyan Ben. So how do you determine who was born first? Let's say one was Hotzi Rosha, and then he puts his head back in, and the other one comes out first. So either Hotzi Rosha or Hotzi Rubo, either Rosha or Rubo is called Leda, and then the Gemara says, Beferish, Rosha, you don't need the whole Rosh. You don't need the whole head to come out. It's just the Rov HaRosh. Usually the head comes out with this part first, I think, no? This part comes out first. So if up until the eyebrows came out, that's already called Hotzi Rosho, even though the whole Rosh didn't come out. It says, Rabbi Kivega writes on Mishnah Yisoholos, an interesting, he quotes from Achreinim. Sometimes you have Hotzi Rosho, and the fetus is in such a bad situation that it's not going to be smooth sailing after that. Usually, Hotzi Rosho, the rest is going to be easy. Hotzi Rosho is the difficult part, and after that comes out, then the rest of the body comes out. What if it's going to be Hotzi Rosho and it's not smooth sailing? And then they have to start cutting, they have to take out the baby. Then he quotes in Machrenim, the Hotzi Rosho is not called Yolud. Rubo, if Hotzi Ruba, Rova of the Uber came out, Ruba is Yola, Ruba Kukula, that's called Yola. Hotzi Rosha is only called Leida if after that is smooth sailing, you don't have to cut. But if the doctors have to cut and take out, every so often it happens, they have to take out the baby, that's not called Leida at all, that's called Yotze Dofen. Yotze Dofen, we usually say Yotze Dofen, they did a cesarean section, and they took out the baby, not Derech HaRechem. But the Rishonim say it's Lav Davke, if they took it out, Shaloi B'Derech HaRechem. Let's say the baby can't come out. The labor is just not, it's just the baby is a breech baby. It's not coming out. So the doctor cuts on both sides, and he sticks his hands in, and he takes out the baby. If the Rechem didn't push out the baby with its natural forces, that's called Yotze Dofen. It's only called Leido if the Rechem pushes out with his own natural forces. Rav Henkin had a big chiddush before Rav Moshe Feinstein came on the scene in New York. Rav Henkin was the big poisik. So he was of the opinion, we really don't follow this, he was of the opinion that if you induce labor and you inject the chemical into the woman's blood system that induces labor, so that also means the Rechem didn't push out on its own, the chemical pushed it out, so that's called the Yotze Dofen. And one of the nafkaminas is that a Yotze Dofen, the bris milah, is not Deichel Shabbos. The Gemara has a machlokes amaroyim in the beginning of Perek Avleza de Milo, whether the din is that a bris milah is Deichel Shabbos. Does that only apply when there was a normal leida, a regular normal leida, or even if there was a Yotze Dofen? So it's a sfeika de dina, ravina, ravashi, a sfeika de dina had a paskin. So we go the chumra in both directions. So let's say there was a cesarean delivery on Shabbos. So we wouldn't permit you to do the bris milah before next week, before next Shabbos, because maybe in each shmini you're not supposed to do the bris milah before the eighth day. But then you're not allowed to do the bris milah on Shabbos either, because maybe a Yotze Dofen doesn't eat shmini. So you have to wait till next Sunday. If it will be a vadois that you don't eat shmini, so you would do the bris milah on Sunday, the day after the baby would be born. But because it's a sfeika de dina, whether you need shmini or not, so you're not allowed to do it before the Yom HaShmini, but it's not Deichel Shabbos. If the cesarean delivery would be on a Wednesday, so next week you do on Wednesday, so fine. So you do on Wednesday, so you wait till the Yom HaShmini. Be suffix, maybe you do need shmini. Or let's say you have a cesarean delivery a week before on a Wednesday, and next Wednesday is Yontav Sheni Shel Golias. So Yontav Sheni Shel Golias is a machlekes harishanim, are you allowed to perform a milah shaloi bizmano? On Yontav Rishon is the same as Shabbos. It's a chilul Shabbos. It's a malacha to perform a bris milah. That's the question. What's the malacha? But that's what the Gemara says. Some kind of a malacha or another. The Gemara, there are different interpretations of the Gemara. The Gemara says performing a bris milah on Shabbos Yontav is a real malacha deraisa. It's only permissible if it's a milah bizmano. So what about second day Rosh Hashanah? So the Mishnais don't talk about second day Yontav Sheni Shel Golias, because they never had, the Mishnais were composed in Eretz Yisrael. So they never had any Yontav Sheni Shel Golias, but they had Yontav Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah very often, and even Eretz Yisrael. Only in the Beis Havad, where the Bezin was, that city, they knew that today is Rosh Hashanah. Other cities far away, they didn't know when Rosh Hashanah was. They didn't have email, they didn't have telephone, so a lot of people didn't know. So the Mishnah talks about a bris on the Yontav Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah. So you're not allowed to perform on Bila Shaloi Bizmano on Yontav Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah. What if it's, Yontav Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichta, has all the same chumas as the first day. What about Yontav Sheni Shel Pesach Shavuos Sukkis? That's not Yom HaRichta. So maybe there you're permitted to do a Bila Shaloi Bizmano. So that's a machlek, is the Rambam and the Rosh. So we do like the Rosh. The Rosh says that not only do you not do a Bila Shaloi Bizmano, Yontav Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, you never do a milah shel bizmana, and any Yontav Sheni Shel Golias. But it's really a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rosh. So if the week before there was a cesarean delivery on Wednesday, and the milah bizmana, the Yom HaShmini, is going to be on Yontav Sheni Shel Golias, so the Pischei Tshuva quotes the Nerdi Yehuda that that's a sfek. Maybe a cesarean delivery, there is a din of Yom HaShmini, maybe it is milah bizmana, and even if you hold the sfek of the din in the Gemara. And even if you hold that it's a milah shel bizmana, maybe the din is like the Rambam, that milah shel bizmana may be performed on Yontav Sheni Shel Golias. You don't perform the milah shel bizmana on Yontav Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah. That's a Mishnah. That's a Mishnah in Shabbos, that's a Mishnah in Erech, like that. But the milah shel bizmana on another Yontav Sheni, that's a machlokes. Remember, there was Rabbi Louis, what's his name?
Bernstein.
Rabbi Louis Bernstein, mm-hmm. had a shaila years ago. A couple had twins. A week before Pesach, and the first baby was born Bayom before the Shkia, and the second baby was born Bein Hashmashos. So the first baby was born, the first baby Nachamon. No, it's wrong. First baby was born Bein Hashmashos, and the second baby was born Balayla. That was it. So they had a shaila. They're going to have to make the baby who was born Balayla, and the next week was Yontem Sheni Shel Golias. So the baby that was born Balayla is going to have a bris mila on Yontem Sheni Shel Golias. Baby was born Bein Hashmashos, so the next week you can't perform the bris on the first day Yontif, because maybe it's Yom HaShvi. You can't perform the bris on the second day Yontif, maybe it's Mila Shalai Bizmana. So they're going to have a bris. The baby that was born Balayla a week before Yontif Shein is going to have a bris mila on the second day Yontif, going to have a party. Then they're going to have another bris on Isru Chag and have another party. They have to pay twice. They have two parties for the two. So I remember he came to the yeshiva, he was discussing it, so we showed him the Nadi Behuda. That the Nadi Behuda says that if it's Yontif Shein Shel Golias, it's a machlokes, the Rosh and the Rambam, whether you're permitted to do a Milu Shalai Bizmana or not. It's not Yontif Shenish or Rosh Hashanah. It happened to be the last day's Pesach. So Yontif Shenish or Golis HaMachloikis. And Bein Hashmashos is also a Safek Yom Safek Lailo. So it's a Sfek Sfeke. That's what the Nadi Behuda says. It's a Sfek Sfeke. Maybe Bein Hashmashos is Lailo, so they were both born by Lailo. And even if Bein Hashmashos is Yom, it's yesterday, maybe Milu Shalai Bizmana is Dechi Yontif Shenish. Machloikis, the Rambam and the Rosh. And Mitam Sfek Sfeke. So you do the, so that's what they did. They did the both brisin on the second day Yontif. They made one party. They didn't have to spend for two parties for the bris. Yeah. It was a hefzer for the caterer. Yeah. So that's the din. A hotzi rosha or ruba. Ruba, ruba kukula, ruba is leida. A hotzi rosha is also called leida. Both ba'odam and bebehema. Same din. The Gemara is going to quote Mishnah ba'odam and bebehema. But Rabbi Kedega quotes on Mishnah Saholis. It quotes from earlier Achrenim. That's only if after Hotzi Rosho, it's smooth sailing. So then Hotzi Rosho is called Yolud. But after the Hotzi Rosho, there are complications and the rest of the Uber is not going to come out. And you have to cut and you have to take out with your hands. So that's called Yetzi Daifim. Yetzi Daifim means whenever the Rechem didn't push out. So Rav Henkin had this Chiddush, that whenever you induce labor, you inject the chemical into the blood system that induces labor, that's called Yetzi Daifim. That's not the generally accepted opinion. Accepted is that's the induced labor. Now the Rechem pushed out the baby. That's not called Yetzir Defen. You're going to say, Yetzir Defen, there's no Pidyon HaBen. Because it's that's Peter Rechem. The Rechem pushed it out with the assistance of the chemical. The Rechem pushed it out. So that's the Mishnah. Hotzias Rosho, if the Uber, the head came out, Afal Peshech Ziri, even though the head went back in and Ashech, the mother, when the whole Uber is inside, I raise the keel. Hotzias Rosho is already yola. Now there's another din, a chiddush din. Chotech mei uber shebe meyeho muta b'achila. Let's say the cow is pregnant, and the shochet, or the farmer, whatever, sticks a knife inside the rechem of the cow, and he cuts off a limb of the uber, and he leaves the limb inside, then he shechts the mother. So the shechita is mata b'achila, not only the uber, it's mata the limb that was cut off, as long as the limb is still inside. What if he cuts off the tchol men akloyes? He cuts off the spleen or the kidneys of the mother, and he leaves it there. So that's not good. The shechita is mater, anything from the uber, even though it's detached from the uber, provided that it's inside. But if you're going to cut off part of the mother, men atchol men akloyes of the mother, that's also bachila. What's the rule? Zeh haklal. Dov she gufa, part of the guf of the mother, and you leave it inside, that's also. It's not mata that. That's Eva Menachai. I cut off the spleen or I cut off the kidneys and I leave it inside. That's an Eva Menachai. So the Shechita is not mata the Eva Menachai. Sheinu gufa muta. If I cut off a limb of the uber and I leave it inside, let's say I shecht the mother and the uber is dead. The uber is already dead. The heart stopped beating already before the before the Shechet shechts the mother. So the Mishnah is going to say that's okay. The Shechit on the mother is mater the Uber, even though the Uber died before you shechted the mother. That's included in the Heter Ben Pekur. So even if I cut up the Uber and it's in different limbs, the Shechit is mater all the limbs of the Uber, as long as they're provided, they're all inside.
Where is the source of this?
Yeah, so the source, the Gemara is going to quote, the source is going to be a machlekes. So the pasuk says, you're only allowed to eat an animal. How do you establish whether an animal is kosher? Malager mafis paris. So it says, zos ha-bemeshe tochelu, malager mafis parsa, ba behema tochelu. So it says you can eat behema, ba behema. An animal inside an animal. That's not really what it says in the pasuk. It says the following kosher animals, if you have malager mafis parsa, and in the animal kingdom, this is what you're allowed to eat. So Pshuta Shal Mikra is not talking about that. This is a drosha of the Torah Shabbal Peh. This is an additional level of interpretation. If you have a behema, ba behema, an uber inside a cow, so the shechita on the mother is mata the uber inside. This is the Ben Pekua. The Karoim never believed in this. They held, there's a pasuk you're not allowed to have. There's a din osav es beno. That's the next parak, I think. Osav es beno lo sishchatu b'yoyim echad. Parak hamishi, yeah, the next parak. You're not allowed to shecht a mother and the vlad on the same day. So the Karaites interpreted, Osev Ezbeno means you're not allowed to shecht the behema me'uberis. You do one shechita, you shecht and Osev Ezbeno in one shechita. So the Rambam makes a statement, mutal lishchidis ha'me'uberis uba yarechimoy. What's the havamina, mutal lishchidis ha'me'uberis? The answer is, the Rambam, there are lines in the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah where he's attacking the Karoim. So this is a line against the Karaites. They held Osev Ezbeno means you're not allowed to shecht the behemu muberis. So the Rambam said, that's opkiret, that's muta, that you're allowed to. Osev Ezbeno lo sishchatu b'yoyim echad means, if the uba was born already, I'm going to do a shechita on the mother, a shechita on the vlad, on the same day, a shechita on the mother, a shechita on the grandchild, on the same day. So that's Osev Ezbeno. But to shecht the behemu muberis, the Rambam says it's muta, and he says, uba yarechimu. Uba yarechimu is a big machlokes, how we pasken, machlokes tanoim, and a machlokes amorai, machlokes halacha ma'aseh, the ri and the rabbi netam, whether you paskin uba yerechim, uba lav yerechim, and bava kama. It's a machlokes how we pask. The machlokes is in many mesichtes, but the Tosfos says the machlokes, that's a Tosfos in bava kama. Where did they have it in Shulchan Aruch? How do you paskin uba yerechim? So of all places, it's when you shlok kaporos on erev Yom Kippur, for those who shlok kaporos. So they have a discussion, if a woman is pregnant, do you need two kaporos? One for the mother, one for the uber. But he say ubi yarechimai, so they can be yotze with one shlag and one kapar. So there's a long bir agra there. He has this shaila halacha l'maisa. Should we pass like the ri or like the rabbi netam? The rabbi netam is the uncle of the ri. So it's a machlek. This is how he pass in halacha l'maisa. There are few nafkeminas ledina where the ubi yarechimai, uba lav yarechimai. But the Rambam writes muta lishchedes hamuberus ubi yarechimai. That's lav dafke. That's not the real reason. Even if you'll do balav yarchema, it's still your lot of shech the muberis. The Karoim had their own interpretations. Like the Karoim have, there's a pasuk in Chumash lists off all of the relatives, all the prohibited relatives. You're not allowed to marry a sister, you're not allowed to marry a mother, you're not allowed to marry your daughter, and so on, daughter-in-law. So it says, how does it say? You're not allowed to marry two sisters. Ish alachosa l'sikach litzur aleha b'chayeho. If one lost his wife, she died, then he's permitted to marry the sister. Lachamisa sishta. But if he divorced his wife, he's not allowed to marry the wife's sister. That's a din litzur aleha b'chayeho. Ish alachosa l'sikach litzur aleha b'chayeho. So last week's Sedra, it says that you have the karshe ha-mishkan, mishkan had to be portable, because they were traveling for 40 years. They had the Membeis Masoas, they stopped off in 42 different cities. They had to, HaKomos HaMishkan, they had to put it together, they had to take it apart. And when they had these big krushim, 10 amas tall, gigantic, and an amas thick, and so on, an amas and a half wide, they were so heavy, it was humanly impossible. Moshe Rabbeinu was a gibor, that he could pick up one of these krushim. It's practically humanly impossible to pick up such krushim. So the every kerish had two yodos, shtei yodos mishalavos, yishua lachoy saw. The yodos, the hands on the bottom, were put into the two adonim, and they held up the crushing. So the pasuk uses the expression, "Shnei yadas mshulavas isho elach oiso." What if they were sisters? They weren't sisters. It's a lashon nekeva. Yad is a lashon nekeva. So you use isho elach oiso, one next to the other. They were made exactly the same. So the Karaites interpreted it's an isa deraisa to have two wives. By us, it's a chem de rabbeinu gershom. It's muta to have two wives. It's an isa chem de rabbeinu gershom. He made at Seifa Elif till the year 5000. The Chem Rabbeinu Gershom was over 776 years ago. Seifa Elif, they used to write, I remember when I was a little boy, they used to write in the papers, Chem Rabbeinu Gershom is soon going to be up. They thought at Seifa Elif means for 1,000 years. It doesn't mean 1,000 years, till the year 5000. Rabbeinu Gershom lived before the year 5000. So he didn't know what's going to be in the future. So he made a Chem until Seifa Elif, till the end of the millennium, till the year 5000. You're not allowed to marry Noisa Isha Alishta. You shouldn't have two wives. So we assume that it's only Chem de Rabbeinu Gershom. The Karaites assume that it's a pasuk in the Chumash. That it says, you're not allowed to take Isha Alachoisa Lesikach Litzra Leha Bechaya. You're not allowed to take another wife while your first wife is alive. Doesn't necessarily mean sisters. They don't have to be sisters. The Shtei Yodos Mishulavos Isha Alachoisa are not sisters. It means matching two yodas, so you shouldn't have two wives at the same time. Karaites had a lot of their own original interpretations. So the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, every so often, usually we used to learn in Gemara, then you look at the Rambam, so the Rambam is saying over Gemara. Once in a while, the Rambam says something, he's not saying a Gemara, he's giving a dig. He's writing something to attack the Karaim. Professor Chaim Soloveitchik published an essay many years ago where he showed that the Seder of the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, there are a lot of things that are so shalom b'seda, out of order, because he's attacking the Karaim. He writes about Hadlokas Haneris. The Karaites used to sit in the dark on Friday night because they interpreted the Pasuk, L'svaresh b'chomash v'seichem, that you're not allowed to have any lights on. So the Rambam makes a big spiel, and the Karaites didn't believe in P'koch Nefesh Deicha Shabbos. So that's why the Rambam writes P'koch Nefesh Deicha Shabbos in Perik Beis. And why does he write? He didn't write what the Dinim of Shabbos are yet. What does he write right away about the Koch Nevesh? Because that was Lehoitzi against the Karoi. And he makes such a spiel about Hadlokas Haneris in Gansen Shalobim Komo. So that's what Professor Chaim Soloveitchik explained, that then the Rambam is very strange in Hilchos Shabbos. He lists off all the Lamates of his Malachas and all the Toldas. Then he goes again Lamates of his Malachas with the Dinim de Rabbanan. He has it twice, the same listing. We would have put it all together. He says, and this is also to fight against the Karaim. They didn't believe in any dinim de Rabbanan. So every so often, there are lines in the Rambam. So this line also, the Rambam writes, Muta lishcheres hamoberes uba yarechimai. What's the Havamina? The Havamina is one shouldn't think like the Karaim. That's the pshat and the pasuk, that Osev ez benod lais hishchatu b'yamecha goes, you do one shchita, and you kill two birds. But once they do one shchita, and you cover them. So this institution of Ben Pekua is learned out from a pasuk. It's not pshuta shal mikra, there's no pasuk. It's an additional level of interpretation. The word is going to go through the whole thing. Behema ba behema, a behema inside another behema. You have to leave out a lot of words in between. You got to read it quickly. Behema ba. The punctuation is clearly not according to this drush. This is an additional level of interpretation. So now the Gemara is going to have this machlokes. So the Gemara says, when the uber sticks out an arm, even if it pulled it back in, that arm you're never allowed to eat. Even when you shech the mother, the arm is already back in, you're not allowed to eat. Om Rav Yudah Marav. Rav Yudah was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. Sometimes he quotes Rav, sometimes he quotes Shmuel, sometimes he says on his own. He quotes the name of Rav. Eber Atzma Osa. Eber itself, even though he pulled it back in, the uber pulled it back in before he shech the mother, you're not allowed to eat. My timer, the Om Akra, what's the mocker? That the Eva that stuck out. The pasuk says, Abasa basara trefa lo sechela. What is trefa? So trefa, that's the whole parak that we didn't learn. Elu trefas. So there's a list of 70 trefas, 70 trefas. There's 7 headings, 7 categories of trefas. And then you get into all the details, there's 70 different trefas. So what is Abasa basada? Why only basada? And if it's not, basa basada trefa means an animal, a cow or a sheep, was attacked by a bigger animal. In the Sada, a leopard, a bigger animal clawed a smaller animal and made it into a trefa. It punctured a lung or it broke a leg or something like that. But it's lav davki, even if it's not basada. So why does the Chumash use the word basada? So it must be basada means to teach us. Kimin shiatsa basa chutz l'mchitzasai nasa. It could have said basa treifa loisachelu. What is the need? What's the significance? What's the mashmasa? The word basada. Basada means there's another din here. If basar is chutz l'mkomo, basada means where it doesn't belong. So what's another example? Let's say kochi kochim, you're supposed to eat in the Azor, zichri kuna, eat in the Azor. Let's say by mistake they took the kochi kochim into Yerushalayim, then they realized this is kochi kochim. So they brought it back into the Azor. Once you took it chutz l'azorah, nipsal b'yotze. O kochim kalim is nechal, korban pesach, shlomim, kochim kam nechal in Yerushalayim. So by mistake they took some of the flesh out of chomos Yerushalayim, and then you brought it back in. Once you take it out of Yerushalayim, nipsal b'yotze, even if you bring it back in, it's no good. Let's say he brought Maisu Sheni into Yerushalayim. Maisu Sheni is not Basar. Maisu Sheni is not Basar. But what if you brought Bikurim into Yerushalayim? If you brought Maisu Sheni into Yerushalayim, then you took it out, then you brought it back in. So you're not supposed to take it out. That's called Koltuhu Mechitzas. There's Mechitza Lechol and Mechitza Likla. Mechitza Lechol means the Maisu Sheni and the Bikurim has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Mechitza Liklot means once it's brought into Yerushalayim, there's a din mid the rabbanon. The Gemara said, "Mechitza lechol is deraisa. Tid it in Yerushalayim. That's the din deraisa. Usuch lechol b'sharecha. Ma'isa deganecha b'sirosha b'sharecha. L'charis b'karcha b'tzeinecha. You're not allowed to eat ma'isa sheni. You're not allowed to eat bikurim chutz Yerushalayim. But mechitza liklot, that once you brought it into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to take it out. That's only the rabbanon. So what if you took it out and you brought it back in? That you may eat. This din is only by korbanos. The Gemara is going to prove it from sukkim." By korbanos, if the kochi kochim were taken chutz lazara, or the kochim kalim were taken chutz l'Yerushalayim, so that's chutz l'mechitza. So what's another example? Let's say you have an animal, a shechten animal, and it has a limb that's just, has a leg. So sometimes the leg, the Mishnah will talk, sometimes the leg is broken in such a way by the tzumas agim that the whole animal is a treif. So then even if shech the animal, you're not allowed to eat any part of the animal. Sometimes the leg will be broken lower down, not by the tzumas agidin, where all the gidin cross each other. I think you have 16 gidin or something crossing over each other. So if it's broken lower down, so from that, and ashech the cow, so you can eat the whole animal except for that bottom part of the limb. Why can't you eat the bottom part? That's called chutz l'mechitzasa. Basa v'yeva ha-medul dolem b'behem ha-chayi v'yayif. If it's medul dolem, it's just held down by the skin on the outside. And the whole inside is all broken. The whole bone is broken there. So that's also called basoda. So the Gemara said, this is also basoda. When you have an uber inside the mother's rechem, so the rechem is the mokaim, the rechem is the mechitze for the uber. And if the uber sticks out a limb before you do the shechita, even if it pulls the limb back in, kevin shiatsa basa chutz l'mechitzasa nechal, and it doesn't even help if you bring it back in. The Gemara is going to ask him, how do you know it doesn't help? Maybe you bring it back in, it's toch mechitzosa. The Gemara says, no, kit treifa. The Gemara is going to say on Amid Beis, on Samaches Amid Beis, kit treifa. See, treifa is also a shayla. The Rosh has in this simon, in this perik, the Rosh has in simon ches, he has a shayla. The Mishnah says, if you break if the animal's leg was broken where the tzumas agidin is, a tzomet, then eretz tzom means when you have a...
Crossroads.
We have two highways crossing each other. That's a tzomet. So tzomet agidin, when you have all the gidin crossing each other, I think you have 16 or something like that. So that's called the tzomet agidin. So if the leg of the animal was broken, punked with the tzomet agidin, so the whole animal is a treif. If you broke it an inch higher, an inch lower, then from that point on you can't eat, but the rest of the animal is not a treif. So the Ramban asks, so why is it a treif? The animal... the leg broke by the tzumas agidin. So before you shechta, take a saw, cut off another 2 inches, and it'll be ois treifa, and then shechta. So the Ramban says, Anahinami. If the guy has the presence of mind, he should use a saw, cut off another inch above the tzumas agidin, and only that part will be osa, and the rest of the animal will be kosher. When the Mishnah says, if it broke by the tzumas agidin, and you shechta, it's a treifa, it means he didn't cut off an extra inch. The Rosh says, that's ridiculous. Once the leg of the animal was broken by tzumas agidin, it's a treifa, and treifa ain't a chazeres lehechsher. So that's a fundamental machlokes between the Ramban and the Rosh. What's the din? Is there such a din The Rosh claims it's a Gemara. Trefa ena chazeres lachshera. Once an animal was declared as a trefa, you can't fix it up later on. Let's say it's a trefa, and then the doctor does surgery. He makes it a healthy animal, lives another admeriyas mshana. So the Ramban says, fine, you fixed it up as kosher. And the Rosh says, in a toa zazach. The emes, it's a machlokes, and here the chair is machlokes, Rashi and Tosis. Rashi seems to hold that trefa is chazeres lechshera, if it healed. And Tosis says, in a toa zazach. Usually the Rosh represents Tosis. Here the Rosh says the same as Tosis. The trefa ain't a chazeres lechshera. So that's what the Gemara seems to say over here. The Gemara says, once the uber stuck out a limb, even if it pulled it back in, that limb is kivish yatza basel chutz l'mchitzasai. It's basadeh, so it's hukish to trefa. Just like trefa, enoch hazeres lechshera, so that limb will never be mut. That's what Rav Yudah quotes in the name of Rav. That's how we pass. The Gemara is going to say on the days, Rav Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, and somebody came to Babylon and told over the name of Rav Yechanan that the Aver itself is going to be muta. Then the Gemara said, that can't be. Rav Yechanan never said that. It's a Beferish Ebraisa Fakert. The Ebraisa says, Beferish, but the Rav Yudah Marab says that that limb is going to be us. So the Gemara is going to say, Rav Yechanan must have said something else, and then they're going to touch up. Rav Yechanan said something else, but he never said that the limb itself is going to be muta. That's a Beferish Edim.
Rav Yechanan maybe never saw the Ebraisa.
That could be, yeah, I don't know. But the Gemara is, maybe he said it and he's dead wrong. Okay. But there was another version of Rabbi Yechanan says, so the Gemara says, well, forget about the first version, because we can't accept it, because it's either it was a misquotation, or it's not accepted la locha. And then the second version we're going to discuss, we're going to negotiate the second version of Rabbi Yechanan. They just said it differently. The what? The Mishnah has been akuva. I forgot already. Okay. No, I don't think so. Tzimus Hagid is probably by birds, probably by yef instead. Min akuva is the akuva. Okay, the knee. Yeah. Okay. We'll stop here. The fellow in Australia is starting this. He started this bempikur farm. In order to make shechita less expensive, because we have to check for trefas all the time. When you rent a slaughterhouse, so when the non-Jews rent a slaughterhouse, so they kill one animal after, you have to check the knife, you don't have to check for trefas, so they get their money's worth, they shecht whatever, 100 behemoths a day, 500 behemoths a day. When Jewish people shecht, so they have to keep on checking the knife and checking for the trefas, so you shecht fewer animals in the course of the day. So every animal costs more money because you have to pay the same amount of rent for using the slaughterhouse. So the Gemara is going to have later, when you shecht the Ben Pekua, since Benatar, you don't need shechita, it's only a chumim with the Rabbanim Mishal Marisayin, so you don't have to check for trefas. So you can shecht twice as many behemoths. So theoretically, the flay should be less expensive. So this fella had this Einfall, we should all raise Bempekua farms, and the price of kosher flesh will go down. So then he had more. We'll have to see whether what he said is ois gehalten or not. We'll have to learn the perek. Okay. But it's Negei Lalocha now, because they're tumbling in the newspapers about this fellow. We have we live as Manshein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, so we can't bring any karbonas today. But the Navi tells us in the Shalma Forim Sfaseno that we have the ability to pay Tashlumin in the Shalma Parim, and we have to bring karbonas Parim, by lip service. When we speak about the Parshas HaKarbonas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if, under the circumstances, we did the best we could and we're Yotze. Let's say a woman has 9 babies and she recites the Parshas Yoledes 9 times, so you're going to say the Beis HaMikdash is built tomorrow, she's Yotze, she doesn't have to bring the karbonas. A person was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigeg, and he reads the Parsha Schatas. He says, Yiratzim Ofanecha, it should be considered as if I bought a carbon chatas. Then they build the Beis HaMikdash tomorrow. So one of the Achronim raises the question, but he was Yotze ready today? And the Shalma Farm says, so the Pashtas is that he wasn't Yotze today. It means under the circumstances, that's the best he can do, so you're Yotze. So the Chafetz Chaim has put out the what we call the Shita Mukubetzes on Kochim. It's a Likut of Achreinim. He put out the Tzayin Kadoshim and the Chag Nosan. He encouraged everyone to learn Kodshim. He had the feeling that Mashiach is going to come soon, the Beis HaMikdash is going to soon be built. He died already in 1930s, so long ago. He thought the Beis HaMikdash is, Mashiach is on his way, Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. So he said, we have to learn all the dinim of Kodshim. So he encouraged everyone to learn Kodshim. So he has a hakdama to the Sefer, to the Sheet Mukubetzes. And he encourages learning of Kodshim, and he speaks about this concept on the Shamba for himself. So he quotes a lot of Rishonim who say it only applies to Korbanos. If a person, let's say, is stuck in Siberia years ago, and he doesn't have any matzah, he says he's going to read the dinim in the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Matzah, we won't say, I'll consider it as if he fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah. If he doesn't have the ability to shake a lulav, if he doesn't have a kosher esrei, it's not going to help, he's going to recite the Parshas Esrei. So he quotes all the Rishonim say it only applies to Korbanos. The Mabit, who wrote a Sefer, Mabit was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo, Rabbi Moshe Ditrani, Sfardish, there were no Ashkenazim then in Eretz Yisrael. He was on the Bezdin of Rabbi Yosef Karo. They had certain disputes, but most of the time they agreed. That's a major dispute. So the Mabit wrote a Sefer on Hashkofa, that's called, what's it called? Beis Hashem, I think. I forgot what it's called. I think it's Beis Hashem. So he thinks in his Sefer it goes on any mitzvah. Any mitzvah that you're unable to do, you read the dinim of the mitzvah, it'll be considered as if you were yotze the mitzvah. I remember when Rav Zevin was an old man, so he said he wasn't able to go to shul, so every Monday and Thursday he would run through Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, that it should be considered as if he fulfilled Kriyas HaTorah, like the Mabit says. But the Chavetz Chaim doesn't quote the Mabit, he ignores it. He knew the Mabit, he ignores it. He just quotes all the Rishonim say. It only applies to Hakrovas HaKarbonis. See, here the Medrash points out on this Haftorah from Yecheskel, this week's Haftorah, it doesn't only, Neshama Form Sosenu is not restricted only to Hakrovas HaKarbonis, it applies to the mitzvah Binyan Beis HaMikdash also. That the bias of the Lossi Lava, there was a Mishkan in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then there was a bias Rish and bias Sheni. Bias Shlish is going to have different dimensions. So at the end of Nevuas Yecheskel, the end of Sefer Yecheskel, it says what the dimensions are going to be of the Mizbeach and the Chotzer and the whole Beis HaMikdash and everything, and about the special Kabbonis that will be brought. So under the circumstances, right now we don't have the ability to build the Beis HaMikdash. We'll go, there's a mosque over there. I can build a Beis HaMikdash. All the nations in the world will come. They'll destroy the whole Medina if we're going to get rid of the mosque and build the Beis HaMikdash. To lose your life in order to fulfill a mitzvah, the mitzvah, but under the circumstance that we can't fulfill the mitzvah, that the Medrash says beferish, that too is included in the din on the Shalma Farm Sarsenu. So that's why it's important. We should really learn Mishnayis Midas, and we should really learn the Pshat and the Nevuah. What are going to be the dimensions of the Bais HaShlishi? And by doing so, we will at least have a partial fulfillment of the mitzvah of the Yosel Mignesh, of building the Beis HaMikdash. She bought a Beis HaMikdash when the Herb Yamein. Good idea. Okay.
If the blood sticks out a foot and pulls it back in, the foot is not kosher.
Right.
Good. If they do in vitro fertilization on a cow,